This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Once there was a lonely man who wanted a pet, one that wouldn't require a great deal of care. He wanted something to come home to in the evening, something to keep him company. So he went to the pet store. He explained his need to the guy in charge, and the pet store owner said he had just the thing he was looking for, a canary guaranteed to sing. So the man agreed. This seemed like the perfect choice. He brought the canary, took it home. The next day, the lonely man hurried home from work, and as he entered the house, he was overwhelmed by the sound of beautiful music coming from this canary. He was very pleased, and he went to feed the bird. He listened to this wonderful song, and when he opened the cage, he discovered that the canary had only one leg. That got him a little bit cranky, so he felt cheated. He packed up the cage, returned to the pet store. "Hey, you sold me a canary with only one leg," he complained to the store owner. And the man at the store said, "Well, what did you want? Did you want a singer or a dancer?" You see, we're never satisfied, some of us. It's one of the signs of the times. We're given a singer, but we're not satisfied. We want a dancer. We're given a child with his or her own unique personality, but we're not satisfied. We want to conform that child to the way we believe should be. We're given a good body. We're not satisfied with who we are. We can continue to overindulge. What about the world? We're given a beautiful world, but we're not satisfied with that either. And we're given gifts that are uniquely ours, but we're never satisfied. We feel like we've been cheated because we look at others. The never satisfied person is often a destructive influence, the source of anxiety and unhappiness and tension. So I'm saying today that some people are never happy. A grandmother was with her grandson playing in the water, and she was standing on the beach not wanting to get her feet wet when all of a sudden a big wave appears from nowhere and crashes over the spot where the boy is wading. And the water recedes, the boy is no longer there, and the boy just simply vanished. And the grandmother holds her hands to the sky and screams out, "Lord, how could you? Have I not been a wonderful mother and grandmother? Have I not given to the church every week? Haven't I done my best to live a life that you'd be proud of?" A few moments later, another huge wave appears out of nowhere and crashes on the beach. And as the water recedes, this little boy is there, standing, smiling, splashing around as if nothing had happened. And a loud voice booms from the sky, "Okay, I have returned your grandson. Are you satisfied?" And she said, "Where's the hat that he had on his head?" We're never satisfied. Ed Welsh's book was called When People Are Big and God Is Small, and there's a phrase in that book, or a statement rather, that says, "Marriage has been a privilege and a blessing to me. It's also been the context for a surprising discovery. I found that being okay in Jesus was not enough for me. When I was first married," he said, "I knew that Jesus loved me, but I wanted my new wife to be absolutely forever smitten with me. I needed love from her. I could handle the small amounts of rejection from other people, but I felt paralyzed if I didn't have the love I needed from her. If she didn't think I was a great husband, I would be crushed and a little angry." But then he said, "I realized something else. I realized that I had mutated into a walking love tank, a person who was empty on the inside and looking for a person to fill me. My bride was gifted being able to love, but no one could have possibly filled me. I think I was a love tank with a leak." And since those days, he said, "I've spoken to hundreds of people who end up on the same place as me. They're fairly sure that God loves them, but they also want or need love from other people. At least they need something from other people. And as a result, they're in bondage, controlled by others and feeling empty like I was. They're controlled by whomever or whatever they believe can give them what they need." How different it is to what the Apostle Paul said in the New Testament. He said, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content." He said, "I know in any circumstance to be content through him who strengthens me." Heavenly Father, why is it that we're not satisfied? With you, Lord, we have everything. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.